Regardless of their starting point, they will become good communicators.
Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
So, what I'm going to do is just give you some information about me. Because I meet a lot of people, I interview some people, and then you know about my, obviously, athletic and gym activities. But it's coming to the end of the year, and I do feel that I'm at the point of extinction. Now, that sounds a bit dramatic, the point of extinction. Let me explain a little bit. One moment. So what do I mean by the point of extinction? Because I'm not a dinosaur. However, I did have this conversation once with somebody, and we were talking about music from a certain period of time, like my period of time, and she had no idea. So I just said, you know, this is the kind of music from the ages of the dinosaurs. And she called me a T-Rex. Now, that's an old dinosaur. But also, it was a guy from the 1970s, T-Rex Mark Boland, who was like really cool. He kind of started all the glam rock things a little bit before Queen. But T-Rex, yeah? Mark Boland. Check him out. So, the extinction thing. I do think, or I get the sensation that maybe I'm suffering some burnout or something. Now, don't worry, I will be around for a long time. Got things to do, baby, things to do. You know, you get to the point where you think, I can't do anymore. You start making silly mistakes like forgetting classes, forgetting to program classes, things like that. And I just thought, am I suffering burnout? Now, there is a technical definition for burnout. I didn't bother looking for it or checking it up because this is more of a spontaneous thing. But it did go through my mind that maybe I'm suffering burnout. Or maybe I just need a very long break. Like I've got a jet or a yacht. And Denzel, you can use it for free. Remember that. Current students, past students, and future podcast listening students. You can offer me this and it'll be fine. But seriously, it comes to a point where I think I was getting so tired, but not, well, physically and psychologically. Because if you have worked with me at some point, you know that I give a lot. I get very involved with my students and my students get very involved with me. We don't just look at the material, the book. I try to develop people who will become good communicators. Regardless of their starting point, they will become good communicators and have a certain level of fluidity related to their language level. But have that ability to converse. However limited their vocabulary range is, but to converse. I don't really want grammar specialists. Obviously, if you're doing an exam, it's a different thing. But my idea is not to be looking for grammar specialists. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm outside. That's why you've got these birds or whatever they are making their noise. Because I thought I'd change it up and kind of change the scene, considering I was feeling a bit like I'm burnt out or I just need a very long break. And I thought I'd change the scene and record this. And the pigeons. Why do pigeons exist? They're just there, flying past your head when you're recording a podcast out in public, and they know. They know. And so they decide just to fly as low as possible to see if they can knock your microphone out of your mouth. There's a guy here. It's the end of July, beginning of August. I'm in a park. It's about 5,000 degrees. And there's a guy here running like Usain Bolt. But not with so much style. Okay? in the sun. Maybe he's looking at me and thinking, why are you standing with a microphone recording something in the sun? But ha, I'm in the shade. That's the key thing. I'm in the shade. Back to what I was saying. Yes, about how I work with people. Because I've noticed in my YouTube feed recently, there are a lot of YouTube feeds talking about maybe, I suppose, how people have, I wouldn't say adopted my style of working, but it seems very similar that there is a group of people that when I started and talked about developing communication skills rather than just learning English language, there is a group of people who, I don't know if it's recently, have also started to talk about the development of communication skills and communication abilities rather than being technically good grammatically. And now I'm walking into the wind, sorry. So one of the things I decided to do, like I said, was come out. But also I actually believe another thing, wasps. Yes, wasps, avispas. Do you think they know when you're trying to record? Or do you just think, oh, they just thought, oh, I'll pass by and see what this guy's doing and see if we can sting him. It's getting ridiculous. I'm going to try and get to the point and finish this thing. So when I do work with my people, it's very close. My people, huh? My people. When I do work with my people, it's very close. And we share a lot, not just in terms of the work and life, and I share with them as well. So I'm not saying I'm some sort of English teacher, pseudo-psychologist, but what I do is share and have a much closer and probably more, I don't want to say deeper relationship, but maybe other teachers are not prepared to get so involved in terms of sharing something about themselves or listening and understanding the people that they work with. But it's my style and that's the way I work. But it does require a lot of energy. It does take a lot of mental energy because in an 8-hour day, I could work with absolute beginners and people, scientists, business people at a very high level and all want something completely different, whether it's professionally or the stresses and strains of their life. Eh? Sounds good, eh? Stresses and strains of their life. So we share a lot and I think, more pigeons, we share a lot and I think this is the sensation or the end result of how I'm feeling a little bit at this moment. Now maybe with a nice break and disconnect and doing something completely distinct and different, I will be back to the fantastic podcaster and language teacher and developer the world has ever seen. Maybe not. Maybe you're going to have the burnt out Denzel as your new guide for the rest of your life. But also, the other thing is, I was thinking, do students get burnt out? Because students obviously are studying the language for years and years. Some of them are with the same teacher for years and years. I have a couple students like that who are with the same person, that person being me. And some of them go to the same academy for years and years. And I just wonder, do they get, or don't they get bored? Do they suffer burnout in terms of the language? And this is something which is, you know, maybe I need to investigate a little bit more. So this is my public service announcement. If you are in a situation where you feel it's a bit too much for you, I think the first thing you can do is take some time for yourself. Yes, I agree, it's going to be very difficult when you've got family and other people that you may need to be looking after. But try and find a little bit of space and do that little thing or whatever you need to to kind of help you separate your day-to-day, whether it's work, family, kids, from what you need as an individual. That's what I'm trying to do at the moment. And I'll tell you how it's getting or how it's going on. Then we still have some good stuff coming up. The good stuff is another observations of a gym goer coming soon. This is one thing. We also have some good news for September. Near the end of September, I've got something that will be interesting for you related to the podcast. So if you are a regular listener, no problem. If you are a regular listener and you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Because remember, you're talking about a person who may be suffering burnout, but definitely needs a break. So do me a favor, subscribe. And if you've got friends, I haven't, but if you do have friends and they are interested in just listening to natural, normal conversations, somebody rambling in a park with pigeons and these bird things making these noise in the background, I'm such a naturist, tell them to subscribe as well, because there's more to come. This was Denzel thinking that he may be suffering burnout or just needs a very long break. And if you're in that position to offer a very long break in a presidential suite in some hotel, get in touch. I will not reject your phone call. Until the next one, enjoy the summer break and I'll see you soon. See ya.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.